Hey everyone, Mark Manson here with another analysis and commentary, this time over Screw Finding Your Passion. These commentaries are where I talk about the research, inspiration, ideas, and all other bullshit that goes into writing an article like this that you can read and enjoy. If you do enjoy it, keep listening to these because I took time to record them. So, Screw Finding Your Passion. This article... You know, every once in a while, when you blog long enough, you know, for me, it's been going on 8 years. Sometimes lightning strikes, I guess. Although, I mean, I guess if I put it that way, if I just say this was pure luck, I think, you know, maybe some other bloggers would get pissed off at me. But let's just put it this way. I didn't plan this one. Like, this was very spur of the moment. I literally wrote this article in about 20 minutes. It was late at night. And it was, you know, most of my articles, a lot of people ask me where the inspiration for a lot of my articles comes from. And I would say probably 3/4 of them comes from one of two places. Shit that's going wrong in my life, or shit that's going wrong in the life of people around me, or, you know, occasionally readers who email me. But yeah, this fucking passion thing, like I think what happened with me is I hit like peak passion fatigue. It's such a hot topic right now. Everyone and their dog is talking about it. It's infiltrated the whole like startup entrepreneurial world of like just passion projects and leverage passion, blah, blah, blah. You know, there's a million books coming out about finding your passion, how to be more passionate, how to work passionately. I just got really sick of it. I'm like, this is really stupid. And I had a number of friends who were, kind of in weird transition periods of their life, trying to find that passion thing that they were going to do, like that one amazing thing that they were going to do for the rest of their life or the next phase of their life. And, I guess I just got really sick of people complaining about saying they don't know what they like and know what they care about. And then meanwhile, like literally spending 8 hours straight looking up recipes online or something I kept seeing this over and over of people be like, well, I don't know what I want to do. I don't know where were you last night? Oh, I was practicing piano for 6 hours. It's like, dude, please, like, you're not paying attention, or you're looking in the wrong place, or what's more likely is that I think this inundation of passion shit that's happened, and it's probably Steve Jobs' fault. I'm going to go ahead and blame him since he's dead and he can't argue. But it's since this whole passion thing happened, since Steve Jobs, I think what's actually happened is that there's been this constructed expectation of what it should be, is that like you should become like a Steve Jobs or like a Richard Branson or something. And yeah, those guys are in the like the 99.99th percentile. Like, they're as typical with like media and the internet, we're exposed to like the extreme situation. And I think this is another one of those cases where people just mistakenly took on the assumption that that's what it's supposed to be like. That's how it's supposed to be. It's just, you know, you're like 30 years old and you wake up and you decide you're going to invent an iPhone. And so you start working 16 hours a day for the rest of your life. And like, that's just not how it works. So, as you could tell, I'm still flustered about this subject. And the funny thing is I generally feel, or you could even say I'm passionate about this subject. And the funny thing is that I have found over the years that the more passionate I am about a subject, the better the article performs. Like, the more people resonate with it, the more they like it and they share it and whatever. This one went crazy. I believe as of now, it was, liked and shared about almost 500,000 times. Just on Facebook. Got tons of emails about this one. And, yeah, I mean, it's, 99% positive. I strongly felt like this was something that needed to be said, and nobody was saying it. And again, that's another kind of ingredient that I found over the years for really, really successful articles. You know, something that I feel very emotionally intense about, and then something that I feel like nobody else is saying, but everybody needs to hear. Those are kind of like the two big components. Oh, and then I guess you get like a trendy topic, like fashion. You know, you mix those three things together and it's like pretty much guaranteed a viral hit. I will say a couple other things. So I got a lot of emails off of this one, and there were two kind of corollaries to this article that I want to just discuss briefly. About like why people find themselves in this state where like they don't know what they like or they don't know what they want to do with their life. I found two themes that showed up over and over. The first one is that a lot of people I found don't know what they like or dislike, because they spend way too much time being concerned about how others feel or what others think. So a big consistent, theme in a lot of the emails I received was like people who spend all of their time doing what, you know, their parents think they should be doing or do what their teachers say they should be doing. And they basically, they've not created any space in their life for themselves. And because they haven't created that space for themselves, they haven't actually like allowed themselves to feel anything about what they're doing. The only thing that they're allowing themselves to feel is an obligation to other people. This is an offshoot of codependency, a lot of the attachment issues that I talk about in other places. And I actually even considered writing an article about, at one point, about codependency and how it interferes with this own kind of like finding your own purpose, like finding what you care about yourself. Because if you're wrapped up in a toxic relationship where all of your energy and effort is spent trying to please another person, then yeah, you'll have no idea what pleases you. You'll have no idea what gets you going. So that's a common issue. Another common issue is people who were, and I guess this is kind of the midlife crisis stereotype, is, you know, is like the guy who, the overachiever who, you know, goes to like Ivy League school and works at like a huge firm and is working like 100 hours a week and making tons and tons of money and buys a huge house. And then all of a sudden, you know, they wake up at like 35 or 40 and they're kind of like, who am I? Like, what do I, okay, I accomplished everything. What do I want now? Okay. Like, they don't know who they are. They don't know what they enjoy because they never gave themselves time to enjoy anything. You know, the only thing they ever enjoyed was achievement. And, you know, once they run out of achievements to chase, trophies to chase, they don't actually know what they care about. And, they didn't take the time to ask themselves those questions. So that came up a lot too. I mean, ultimately, I guess one thing that rubs me the wrong way about the whole find your passion thing is, these questions, they're solved in years. They take years to work through, and they're the type of question that everybody's answer is going to be incredibly different. They're questions that require activity to solve. So you can't like sit on your couch and like listen to me talk to you and be like, oh my God, I'm going to start a website where I talk about Mark's articles. It doesn't happen like that. Like the way these things get solved, even if they get solved at all, honestly, I don't even know if they do, is by just going out and doing a bunch of shit over and over again and seeing what feels good and seeing what feels right and doubling down on it and pushing it further. And the thing is like life evolves. Like what makes you, what turns you on and gets you excited when you're 25 is going to not it's not going to anymore. 35 a lot of times. And that's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. Again, you know, the Steve Jobs and Bransons or whatever, like, they're the exception. So it's, I think this is definitely an area of like a lot of false expectation. People putting way too much pressure on themselves, and just not being patient and not being active about it. You know, I think, one thing that the self-help world is very guilty of, I'd say personal development, not, so it's not just the woo-woo self-help people, but like, you know, all the shit you see on like Huffington Post and Oprah and all that. It's like this, it's not, it's kind of trained people to be complacent. It's kind of trained people to expect solutions to be easily digestible and understood in like 5 minutes. You know, it's like, oh, here's an article, 10 ways to find your passion. Oh, done. Great. Again, that's fantasy. That doesn't happen. Life's not like that. You have to get off your ass. You got to go do a bunch of stuff. You got to hate like half of it, so you know not to do it again, change what you're doing before, and then you find something else, and you like it a little bit more, and then you take that, and you try it again, blah, 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 blah. So, for any of you out there that are struggling with this question, I highly, highly, highly recommend a book. It's called So Good... Oh, God, now I'm forgetting the book. So Good They Can't... So Good They Can't Ignore You. It's by Cal Newport. I believe he's a professor at Georgetown. He writes a lot about like productivity, career choices. He's fantastic. The book is fantastic. And the whole book is kind of him just diving into all these myths about like being passionate about your work and all that. And he shows that a lot of it is just a bunch of feel good nonsense. Ultimately, like life satisfaction, being satisfied in your work, being satisfied with what you do, it actually has a lot more to do with like being good at it, developing skill sets, developing a craft, working on it, failing a bunch of times, so on and so on. So that's a good book to check out. I would recommend that for anybody as the first book to read if you're struggling in this area. As for me, I'm feeling so passionate right now that I'm going to go calm down. So, see you later.